Cori Bush forces Joe Biden reversal after Socialist Democrats demand evictions moratorium. By Charlie Spiring on August 3, 2021. President Joe Biden conceded Tuesday to leftist socialist protesters demanding an extension of an eviction moratorium on people unable to pay rent during the coronavirus pandemic. The eviction moratorium expired on Saturday, but Biden declined to extend it, prompting fury from leftist and socialist Democrats. Instead, Biden asked state and local governments to use government funds to help Americans pay their rent on Monday as the administration struggled to respond. Representative Cori Bush, DeMo, led a protest after the moratorium expired, sleeping on the steps of the Capitol building over the weekend to draw attention to her demands. Socialist Democrats such as Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez rallied to her cause, holding rallies at the Capitol to demand the administration act. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, and Senator Ed Markey, DMA, also joined the protests and sang, "This land is your land," in defiance of Biden's decision. The president reversed his decision on Tuesday after it was clear that leftists were furious with it. At the White House, Biden complained the courts prevented him from extending the moratorium by ruling against the Centers for Disease Control's order in July. "Look, the courts made it clear that the existing moratorium was not constitutional, that it wouldn't stand," Biden said. Biden's new eviction moratorium, scheduled for release Tuesday evening, will reportedly extend protections for up to 80% of Americans in some of the areas experiencing a rise in cases. But Biden conceded his new moratorium would also likely face legal challenges. "At a minimum, by the time it gets litigated, it will probably give some additional time," he said.